Take it to the top. To the top.
Yep, you heard it from the Jingle Singers. This is Take It to the Top. My name is Richie Phillips, your resident rhymer and interviewer here on this fun little venture called podcasting, something that I'm really kind of still new at, although podcasting isn't really that new, but it is booming. According to Apple, they reportedly register 1,000 podcasts every single week. And I believe there's more than 500,000 podcasts on there for you to choose from as we speak now. So I don't know, by the end of the year, this could take over NBC, ABC, and CBS. But I'm not trying to get delusional here. I'm just having fun picking different topics, trying to get people on here. If you have somebody that you'd like to give me information about, I'd love to interview a person who is tops in any category. You can do that just by emailing me at richie1077. Where do you think I got that from? richie1077 at gmail.com. You can go to my website, by the way, for any other information, especially if you're booking a party, hint, hint, booking a wedding, booking anything. I'm available to DJ or also bring my keyboard and perform for you and do song parodies and personalized songs. If you want me to write a specific song for you, I can do that as well. You can go to my website, which is www. You don't have to say that anymore. It's hirerichie.com, hirerichie.com. So for this episode on Take It to the Top, I decided to do Top Town. And there are many top towns in the capital region, so I think we can do a lot of these. I want to write a song about a town. Thought about it. What town is being talked about the most this time of year? Well, it's not really a town. It's basically a city. But I went with Saratoga. And I got on a Facebook page, a Facebook group page. You Know You're From Saratoga When is the name of the group. And I posted on there that I'm thinking of writing a song about your town, if you can give me some information. And I did get some responses. Would have liked to have gotten more, to be honest with you, but what the heck. For the first one, I went with what I had, and this is what I came up with. Here's the song.
How you like it so far? Eating pizzas down at Fusco's. Remember in the rafters, what place?
I remember that place.
Donahue candy and tobacco. Starbucks department store puts smile upon your face. That's why my Facebook friends love Saratoga. Memories old and new. My Facebook friends love Saratoga. That's why I wrote this little parody for you. Track seasons, quite exciting. Karen Gatto loves Broadway Square. Sean Mansfield sent a picture to me of Donald Trump. And Marla Maples and Mary Lou were also there.
Really?
We love Saratoga. For you, the fall. I have to mention Melody Kimball. She says she wants concrete proof. You can't blame her. She says, can someone please answer this for me? Once and for all, does City Hall have a copper roof? Tell the truth. We love Saratoga. Come on, everybody. Memories old and new. We love Saratoga. Everybody. I got one or two more verses for you. Rihanna Stallard's on a mission to save the trees in Congress Park. Hey, has anyone seen Matt Chinian? He's the one known in town for his awesome art. Oh yeah. We love Saratoga. Yes, we love Saratoga. And now my parody is through.
That song, by the way, you're listening to the audio from a video that I did. If you want to see the actual video, that is on my YouTube channel, or whatever you want to call it, at Richie Phillips. So if you just go to R-I-C-H-I-E Phillips, P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, you'll find the video for that. If you also go on my Facebook page, you'll see the video link for that as well. And I'll have all the information, all these website links and Facebook links and all this kind of stuff in my show notes at the end of this episode as well, if you want to look for that. Continuing on the topic of Saratoga, I'm going to be doing an event on August the 14th at the Saratoga Library honoring a woman named Jean Stamm. She is a former assistant director of the library. She passed away, I believe it was last year or the year before, and they're doing a tribute to her and featuring some stories about the very famous Saratoga Lake Houses, a subject that I know precious little about. The Saratoga Lake Houses, as I Wikipedia'd it, I guess they're a group of nightclubs that were on the east side of Saratoga from the 1920s through the 1950s, and it was during the Prohibition era, as far as, you know, not allowing alcohol, but they were sneaking the alcohol in and sneaking some very famous celebrities who used to come up there and perform, including Jimmy Durante and Desi Arnaz and Bing Crosby. So these were these secretive illegal clubs, and that's about all the information I can tell you, but I do have a gentleman on the line who seems to know a heck of a lot more. In fact, he is actually part of this event as well. So yes, on the line, I'm really lucky to have him on here. We have Stuart Armstrong, and he is the expert in this particular subject area. Hello there, Stuart. How are you?
I'm very well, and how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, we're going to be doing an event on August the 14th at the Saratoga Library. And you are going to be there, or are you just doing the background work?
I am just doing the research. I have a feeling I won't be able to be there, but I'm at least helping with the research end of it.
Okay. So you're helping with the research of the Saratoga Lake Houses. Now, how did you become an expert in this field?
Well, I became interested in them quite a long time ago. Back in the 70s, a good friend of mine, his family actually ran Riley's and owned Newman's Lake House.
Oh, wow.
And I got the beginnings of the stories back then and how glamorous they were.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned a bit about them then, and then fast forward about 20 years, and that was about the time that Riley's was being torn down. Riley's was the last one to exist, unfortunately. It was a lovely Art Deco building that was torn down in 1996. And so just by happenstance, a couple of friends and I went out to see Riley's because we knew that it was still there. It was the only one left. And so we drove out. It was out on Lake Lonely, and it was a wonderful Art Deco building just sitting there alone. And we went by, and the building was open. So we went through, and it was a lovely building that was all intact. It was slightly run down, but it was full of furniture and murals and Art Deco mirrors and everything. And so I started looking around and spent quite a bit of time photographing it, and found out that it was going to be torn down 2 days later.
Wow. Well, you're lucky. So,
it was very fortunate timing.
Yeah.
So from that point, I started researching the rest of the places.
Gotcha. So for the people who are listening, a lake house, is that really an equivalent to a nightclub? Is that what we're talking about?
They were nightclubs. The reason they were called lake houses was that they were near Saratoga Lake.
Right.
They weren't exactly on them, but they were back in the 19th century, they were called roadhouses.
Gotcha. And when you say near Saratoga Lake, where specifically? I thought it said on Wikipedia they're on the east side of Saratoga Lake, and I'm trying to picture where that would be.
No, they were mostly on the east side.
East side.
The west side, sorry.
Oh, west side.
The closest one to town would have been Piping Rock, which was on the corner of Union Avenue and Gilbert Road.
Okay.
And, of course, the Northway didn't exist at that point.
Right.
They were always just beyond the city limits, so they didn't fall into the jurisdiction of the city police and all of that. And then further down, if you're going toward the lake, there's a right-hand turn that went south along the west shore. And that's where Riley's and Newman's were. And then further down was Arrowhead, which was off of Arrowhead Road.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking 1920s, approximately?
Well, a couple of them, Arrowhead and Riley's and Newman's, actually started in the 1870s or 80s.
Oh, that far back. Okay.
And, yeah, and they were places that you went for fresh fish, freshly caught fish, and game, dinners. And it's probably about maybe the 1920s that the gambling came in, and they started to become a bit more sophisticated.
Mm-hmm. So,
and then they ran up until about 1950.
So I'm picturing, so it's not like a speakeasy.
Not really. I mean, they were rather nicely set up nightclubs. Riley's was the nicest and the most Art Deco because Riley's suffered a fire in about 1931, and they completely rebuilt it in the Art Deco style. The others sort of were constantly refurbished and redecorated. They were always advertising in the newspapers that they'd been newly redecorated. So, mm-hmm.
And how did these stars that ended up coming up there, how did they know about them? I guess just through the grapevine, huh?
Well, there were ties to the nightclubs in New York. For instance, in the early 40s, Piping Rock was tied to, Copacabana in New York.
Oh.
And so when August hit New York City, all those places closed down. So for a couple of years in a row, the Copacabana sent their floor show up to Piping Rock, and they were managed by the same people.
And did the Copacabana have financial interest in these places, or they just managed them?
I don't think so. No. I think beyond the entertainment, I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I'm not exactly sure on that.
Mm-hmm. So was Bing Crosby, he came up here?
Yes, oh, many times.
Wow.
He started out, he came up to be with Paul Whiteman's orchestra in 1930.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just a singer with Paul Whiteman's orchestra back then. And that year, Paul Whiteman had a very large movie that came out called The King of Jazz. And while he was playing at Arrowhead for the season, they had the premiere of the movie at the Congress Theater on Broadway.
Huh.
And so while they had the premiere, Paul Whiteman and Bing Crosby and all of them came to the theater and entertained.
It's fascinating.
So that was a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
But he liked it here, and of course he had a huge interest in horses, so he came back many, many times.
So most of these stars were at the beginning of their career, like Jimmy Durante and, oh, how about Desi Arnaz? This was before the TV show then, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes. He was with Xavier Cugat's orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And that was, yeah, he was the drummer for them, and yeah, they were here about 1936 or 37. It's interesting to note that later on, probably about 1948, that it was in the paper, in the social column, that he had brought Lucille Ball to Arrowhead for her birthday.
Interesting. And so, Lucille Ball was born in this area. Well, not in Albany area, like more Utica, wasn't it?
She was out toward... Jamestown.
Jamestown, no, you're right. You're right, Jamestown, right. But I knew she was.
So.
Yeah. Very fascinating. And I was also reading, too, that the police who were supposed to be watching these clubs and monitoring them for the alcohol and everything, they were kind of in on the action.
Exactly. Things were not spoken of, I think.
Right.
That's the best way to say it. A lot got past their eyes. They were looking the other direction.
So they were working security, but they were like transferring money back and forth on.
Yes, yes. They drove the deposits to the bank. They were paid like $20 a day or something like that.
Really fascinating. Fascinating stuff. So you're going to be providing more of the information for this event. Are there photographs of these places that they're going to have at the library when we do the event, too?
I would imagine there will be. There are some. The reason that the photographs exist is that they had to apply for liquor licenses.
Oh.
So they had to submit photographs. They're kind of odd photographs in that they're sometimes of, you know, of the dance floor or something with the chairs all, you know, askew and set up, not in the middle of their season or anything like that. They're just kind of off-season photographs.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they are pretty interesting.
It's crazy because I've been living in the area since 1980, and I had never heard of the lake houses before. I don't know why. I don't know what rock I've been living under, but when they asked me to be involved in this, I really was completely clueless as to what they were talking about.
Well, the irony is that with the tearing down of Riley's, it generated huge interest in these places.
Hmm.
And because of that, that's how people know about their existence now. They became fascinated by the history of all of it.
So there's not one building left. There's nothing.
They're all gone, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's too bad they couldn't save one. What a tourist attraction that would be.
If Riley's had been on the other side of Lake Lonely, it would have been a wonderful clubhouse for the golf course that's out there.
Yeah.
But it was on the wrong side of the lake, so they tore it down to build a housing complex out there.
It's too bad they couldn't build a replica. Like if you go to Liverpool, for example, the Cavern Club is no longer, but they built a replica of the Cavern Club for the Beatles.
Ah.
You know, why couldn't they do a replica? Why don't you and I go into business and we build a replica?
Never know around here. It's entirely possible.
That's right. Well, it's really great that you took the time to speak. Now, what else do you do? Now, you have a store in the middle of town, in the middle of Saratoga, correct?
I do not. I used to have one. Oh. I closed it 2 years ago. And now I work at Suave Fair on Broadway.
Okay, I thought that was your place. Okay.
No, I had reruns.
Oh, reruns
for 25 years, and then I closed it, yeah.
I see. So what is Suave Fair stock that people can go
everything.
Yeah.
It's an art store. It's a hat store. It's a framing gallery. It's a toy store. It's an office supply shop. It has everything in the world in it. It's a very interesting, old-fashioned Saratoga shop.
How long has that been there?
44 years.
Wow. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope to see. Well, I'm not going to see you there at the event, but at least I'll see all the research that you did.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. We'll definitely chat before then.
Great. Stuart, thank you very much. Stuart Armstrong, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks a lot. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I do this podcast, The Top, a little more out of the goodness of my heart than the goodness of my wallet. I have no sponsors. The sponsor is me. So you're going to have to put up with one little commercial, if you don't mind. For all of you anywhere, I would love to do your next event. DJ services are available. Live keyboards can be played for your cocktail hour. Then I can provide a little stand-up keyboard comedy featuring song parodies, music trivia. Can write a specific song for a specific person or a specific group if you're interested in that. I'll even throw in the song that you just heard in this podcast. For more information, all you got to do is check out the website, which is hirerichie.com.
HIRERICHIE.com.
I'm Ryman Richie on Facebook and Twitter on both of those, and Ryman Rich, for some strange reason, on Instagram. I have 8 podcast topics lined up, so I'm really excited to keep this thing going. Join me next time as I try as hard as I possibly can to
take it to the top. To the top.